Good morning, Paul. Ken Weeb, sportsnet.ca. What can you tell us about Nikolaj Ehlers' early departure today?
I didn't want him to scrimmage today. I don't think I can tell you a whole lot more, Ken.
Okay, fair enough. Anthony Bitetto just informed us about his positive test. What did you see from him on day one? And do you have to treat your group any differently when you have a player that has dealt with coronavirus?
No, I think the players are pretty well versed in how that all works. And he comes back in, and so they're completely comfortable with it. And as you know, from being around him all year, he's fun to have around. So good to get back on the ice. He's in mid-season chirping form. I can tell you that. He doesn't need a training camp to get back to being a funny guy on the ice. So it was good to have him back.
When you have a guy that is so vocal and brings those intangibles, can that kind of person become even more important when you go into a bubble atmosphere where being in a positive mentality probably becomes even more important given the stakes?
Yeah, it is. We missed him here in camp because it's, unusual and that it's just practices, right? I mean, we're scrimmaging, but it's not real. And you need those guys on your tougher day. It was a little bit of a grinder here today and kind of five straight days on the ice. So having him around made for a few laughs. It was good.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure, Ken.
Paul, you talked earlier on in camp about managing your days, and tomorrow is another day off for your club. What do you as a coaching staff, I guess, not do tomorrow because that's up to you, but how do you handle where you are in the calendar here then, knowing you've got just 2 days in Winnipeg before you go to Edmonton?
Yeah, we'll use the day as coaches. So we just, it's a day that we prep for the next 5 day block. So there's themes. We want to make sure that we've got everything scheduled that we want to get to, that our video is prepared for each day. We show video on every day. So it's just kind of a scheduled day. It's a long day. And then on a normal camp, you have a pretty good idea of where you're going to be a weekend, 2 weeks in, just based on your experience in the league. This is a different animal. So we kind of did all this video and we have all the things originally prepped. And the question was, how are we going to fit the pieces together? Not knowing what we were going to get on day one or where the team would be at day three, day five. So we'll take the day tomorrow, assess where we're at from a health point of view. We'll pick our heavier days when we'll back off the team, thinking that the day prior to the van game won't be as heavy as the day prior to that. So just a scheduling week to get from then until the van game, and then we'll look for our next day off and then we'll get ready to roll.
Is there anything specific that you would want to try and get done Saturday, Sunday before going to Edmonton, just based on the fact that it's the last time you're in your home rink before you get into the bubble?
Well, I mean, we're not hiding a whole lot of stuff, but anything that we wanted to, smaller details, we still have stuff that we need to cover. We use the middle part of this week more for some dealing with some of Calgary's major systems and how they affect how we play. And then I think we wanted to make sure that in that last week, we returned to focus on the Jets and not be particularly Calgary specific. So we're working in 3 5-day blocks. We today finished the second 5-day block. And then the last 5 days will be really just focused on the Winnipeg Jets.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. How do you think Patrick Laine has looked this week as compared to last week when he said he felt like he was a long way off from being ready to play?
Yeah, I think it's fair that the whole group, we had a pretty good increase in pace and hands and feet and all the things starting to come together this week over last week. So he looks, like the rest of the hockey team in that.
And we talked to Tucker Poolman a bit today. He was talking about playing those two playoff games a couple of years ago and how he would try to use that experience going forward here. Do you think that's really valuable for him that he had that small taste?
Yeah, I do. Playoff hockey is so different than the regular season. Right? You just you can't explain it to somebody till they get in there, the intensity level that it gets to. So not having to ask those questions, what's it going to be like, lets you manage your nerves and all the adrenaline really that you have. I do think there's a value to every playoff game you play. A lot of your questions get answered.
Thank you.
Paul, it's Jason from the Free Press. Just following up on Teddy there about Tucker. With Pullman and Nathan back there, like, what do you like about that pairing? What do they have to do to be effective for your club?
Well, to put them, I guess you talk about that separately. Tucker had a really strong season coming in, his first year, and there were question marks about where he could get to, and there's the advantage about being thrown into the fire. So he's playing with Josh Morrissey, and he's playing against the other team's best, and that's in his first year in the league. That's an awful lot to ask a defenseman, but he's not an 18-year-old defenseman. He's a man. He's physically very strong, and he can skate. So he had the tools, the physical tools to weather the demands. Nathan Beaulieu, my God, I mean, three broken bones this year. And every time he came back a little bit better, a little bit stronger. What we are excited about is the two of them seem to get along, and that's not right, the right phrase. There's a chemistry there where they have interest in working together. They're aware of each other and their tendencies on the ice, and they're talking. So at the end, when you just look at the way the D pair, we don't get last change, which means that those guys are going to get out nice either behind a skilled group for us or against a skilled group on the other side. And we've got lots of confidence in both those guys playing against the other team's best.
And again, I'm conscious of Anthony's privacy, and you don't want to delve in too much of it, but you guys are like a family. You're a close group. I mean, when it hits close to home like that for you, how concerned are you back here thinking about him and what he's going through, and tell me about that experience.
Well, you're always concerned when you first hear, and then you send Bitsy a text and say, listen, I'm going to call you as soon as you feel up to it. And he sends me a 3-page text back telling me how great he is. And there's profanity involved about how bad he wants to be up at the rink. So, you know, Bitsy's okay. It's different, right? The things that you read about in the paper, it's serious, and people have lost their lives. And then there are people that are asymptomatic and they don't feel it. So we were really, you know, fortunate and pleased that he didn't have symptoms that made any of us too nervous. He was just kind of locked in his house and was not allowed to leave, and he got through it. So we were fortunate with him. As usual, we had a little bit of fun with it, and we're glad he's back.